Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
So that the week after that was one of disillusionment. It was one of despair. I didn't know what I was going to do next. I felt as though I had just been thrown out with the trash. You know, and I know that that's not realistic, that's not rational, but that's how you feel in those situations. You feel worthless, you feel ashamed, because you're unemployed, or at least that's how I felt. I can speak for myself.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Ethan and Kana. Now, this guy has to be one of my absolute favorite guests. Not only has he got a great story, but he's genuinely awesome and a community-focused guy. Ethan has recently started Rocky Mountain Physician Agency, which does for physicians what sports agencies do for athletes. It's actually really cool. But he also got fired with only 6 days' notice. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Ethan and Kana, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I am. Let's do it.
Okay. I'm excited to hear about this one because it's honestly pretty devastating. Let's talk about you losing your job, getting let go from your job with just 6 days' notice. Tell me about that experience and how that felt.
Yeah, that's a great question, Alex. I am a planner. And so I have, for my entire career, I've had every step, every job planned out. And when I got the call to go into HR late on a Friday afternoon, I knew it wasn't something good. I knew kind of what was about to happen. But I'll back you up to kind of how I got in that position, because I think that's important to the story. So I had been working in healthcare. That's all I've done. My mom's a physician. So this was my way of staying in the family business, as it were. And I was working with a health system here in Colorado where I live. And I had been doing healthcare and hospital operations for 5 or 6 years at that point, and was finding myself ready for a new challenge to grow a new skill set. So I had a mentor who was a senior vice president for the organization who reached out and said, hey, there's an opportunity on a strategy team here in the organization. You should consider joining. So I did. A few months later, the opportunity came up and I was selected to join the team. I did. And about 6 months later is when I got that call to go into HR's office. So as you can imagine, making this change from being a director in a hospital to going to this entirely new part of the business and summarily getting laid off pretty quickly was, as you mentioned, was devastating. I think the most important thing that I learned from that experience was it's not as safe as I thought it was. I think we're conditioned to believe that go get a job and work in corporate and you'll have a job for life. You'll be safe. But what I learned pretty quickly that is not as safe as I had initially believed. So that the week after that was one of disillusionment. It was one of despair. I didn't know what I was going to do next. I felt as though I had just been thrown out with the trash, you know, and I know that that's not realistic. That's not rational, but that's how you feel in those situations. You feel worthless. You feel ashamed. Because you're unemployed, or at least that's how I felt. I can speak for myself. And the things that added to that injury were my girlfriend, who we're still together. We were getting a house together, and she was moving from her city to mine so that we could move in together for the first time. So I told HR, I said, well, my girlfriend's moving here because of I just took this job. And now you're telling me that I no longer have the job. Additionally, my last day at the job was the day before my birthday. So happy birthday to me. So, I walked in, got my last check, and HR effectively just said, hey, thanks. Appreciate your service. That'll be all. So I was driving home and I had tears coming down my face, and a buddy of mine called and said to me, congratulations, you got your first one out of the way. And that kind of stopped me in my tracks for a moment, because it made me think, huh, if this can happen and it's going to happen again, then maybe I need to reframe how I'm thinking about my career and jobs and things like that. So that week I started to think about, okay, what is my next move going to be? So the very first thing that I did was the day that I picked up my check is I went to go see a movie. This was pre-COVID, and I hopped in an Uber, went to go see a movie in a theater, which is sounds crazy right now. And the Uber driver asked me, how's it going? And I'll tell you, Alex, I'm the introvert's introvert, which means that I live in my head. I, don't talk a lot about, just process and personal things. Those things tend to come out when they're refined and I'm ready to share. But in this moment, I thought, you know what? I'm just going to say it. And I said, man, it's going pretty bad. I just lost my job. And I fully expected him to say something like, oh, that sucks. Or, yeah, no big deal. But he said, man, that happened to me too. That is really frustrating. And it hurts. And that made me realize that maybe I can share my story with people and I won't be belittled or I won't be dismissed or made to feel ashamed. And that was the reality that I found in every conversation after that, was nothing but support, encouragement, and people giving me positive reinforcement. The week between, so the way it worked is I had about a week between my last day and my last day of work and my official last day in the system. I think it was because of pay period issues, things like that. So my better half got me a massage at a local spa in town. And so I was like, well, that's a great way to relax, decompress, take my mind off of things for a little bit. So I went to this, went to my appointment for my massage, and I was sitting in the waiting area in the lobby. And in front of me is this small table with one of our local magazines. And every year they run this series or this issue about the top doctors in the city. And so I picked up the magazine, started flipping through it, and I wondered to myself, how much do these doctors make? And then I thought, well, how do they know how much money they should make? And that started to spiral into this, man, doctors are kind of like athletes. So I went into this massage and I'm just shaking because I'm starting to obsess over this idea of like, why don't doctors have athletes like, or doctors have agents like athletes do? So as soon as she finishes, I run out, pick up the phone and call my buddy. And I'm super animated. So I'm just yelling into the phone, why don't doctors have agents like athletes? And we started having this debate, and it turned out that doctors were very similar to athletes, but yet have no representation like athletes do to get them to value their worth. So I ran back into the spa, grabbed the magazine, and immediately called my mom and said, Mom, is this true? Is this the reality? Who negotiates your deals for you? And as a kid, I saw her, I didn't have an appreciation for it at the time, but I saw her one time show me a contract that had $1 million on it, which I thought was insane. And knowing that she had to negotiate that all herself with zero training and expertise in business and contract negotiation. She's an amazing doctor, but her skill set is not in business and negotiation. And that's where my skill set comes in. And so that was kind of the birth of this idea of Rocky Mountain Physician Agency, but it came only through the depths of having lost my job and kind of being at the lowest point in my career for the first time unemployed and not really knowing what I was going to do next.
It's interesting how this experience of losing everything, so often sets us on this different path, right? And opens our eyes to other things. I mean, it doesn't sound like you enjoyed your massage very much. It sounds like your mind was elsewhere during that whole experience. Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to leave time for you to brag a little bit. Tell us what's working for you now. What are you doing? You mentioned your book. You mentioned your agency. Where can we find you and get involved with the work you're doing?
Yeah, I have a ton of things going on. The things that I'm most excited about right now are Rocky Mountain Physician Agency. So the idea of creating an agency like a sports management agency for doctors, I executed on that. And so I've brought on my first three clients for that business. And actually just last week, we signed our first non-disclosure agreement to begin a negotiation with a health system. So really exciting milestone for growing in a small business that didn't exist before I started it. The other thing that I'm really passionate about is photography. During the experience of being laid off, I leveraged photography as a creative outlet for me. And it's always been such a meaningful opportunity for me to detach from whatever I'm feeling or thinking or obsessing over and really get into this headspace where I'm thinking about nothing but exactly what I'm doing in that moment. And so photography, especially last year through all the social unrest, was a huge part of my creative outlet and processing. And so what I've done, because I can't let good enough be good enough, is I started a business called Land and Wild Hunting Photography. And the premise of the business is that hunters spend so much time on these amazing hunts, but when they come back, they don't have good photos that they can show of the place they were, their camp, their gear, the harvest. And so I started a business that caters to that need in hunters. So my company, Land and Wild, is a private hunting photography service that does photography of hunters while they're on their hunt, so that they have something that they can share along with their trophy. So you can find my business website for Rocky Mountain at www.rmpa.co. That's Robert Mary Paul Adam.co. And my photography is at newlocalphoto.com. So that's newlocalphoto.com. And then Land and Wild, you'll find it on the website as well. Land and Wild's there as well, so you can check it out. Also, the book's there, Shit to Remember When You Lose Your Job. I have the book on the website as well, so you're welcome to pick it up there.
Fantastic. I'm going to put links to everything you're working on down in the show notes. It's exciting to see how many creative things have kind of come out of this experience. It's awesome. And with that, I just want to say thank you for joining me.
No, thank you, Alex. This has been great.
And thank you for listening. Share your story, work through it, and show up with new ideas. Use failure as an opportunity for creativity. That's what Ethan's done with all of his projects he's got on the go. Special thank you to Ethan for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out Rocky Mountain Physician Agency linked in the show notes. And please do go check out his photography as well. I've linked that down there too. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think might get something out of it. Remember, we're trying to get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Crazy, I know, but I figure let's shoot for it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecca Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gufsison, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecca.